Council of Cody Halpert, the Mishnah Rabban Zion, Rabbi Kassil Yehuda, Shalom Lebracha, Shkayach Rav Neuberger for coming.
Pleasure to be here, as always. Gemara and Eilat Treifas has the following shaila on Mendalad. Starts at the bottom of Dalet on Dalet. Tana, kama psukas hagageres. What's the shear for making a trefa if the esophagus is cut? So the Gemara says beruba. That's the shear of trefas for psukas hagageres. For kama ruba, how do you measure rav? So rav omer rav uvia. More brings a mimer that Rav said, it's Rav of Uvio. The Amri lo Rav Chalola, and some said it's Rav Chalola. The difference between Uvio and Chalola is that Uvio means its whole thickness takes into account the cartilage that's around the esophagus. And the Mahalach is that the way the esophagus is structured, the cartilage that's on the neck side is considerably thicker than the cartilage on the back side. Memela, it's shayach to cut the gargaris. It'll be rive of its whole thickness, but it won't be rive of the chalolo, because hayais that the majority of the thickness is on one side of the esophagus. So if you take the whole thing, if you take Rav Uvya, its whole thickness, so you can have a Rav of the whole thickness, but it will still be a miut of the actual hole where the food goes down in the esophagus. And the Shaila here in the Gemara is, what does Rav mean? Is Rav just on the Chalolo, on the hole, on the where the food goes through in the esophagus, or it's in the whole thing with its with its cartilage? That's the shaila, and that machlokes, as we'll see, is understood pretty much by Rishonim as being a suffix in Shikul Hadas. There's no makiris to tell us how you measure this rive. It's how the Shikul Hadas of Talmidei Chachamim, how they looked at it. Whether you look at it that to make it a trefa, it's rife of where the food passes through, or is it rife taking into account the whole cartilage, which of course, because of the way it's structured, makes this shaila possible. So the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says that ha'ipsukas gageres dosu lekame derav. And Mamele, you just saw here, there are two lashonos of what Rav holds, whether Rav Avya or Rav Chalola. So the Gemara says that azah gageres came before Rav, the kobodik le barov uvya, and he inspected it, looking at the Rav of the whole thickness. Amr le Rav Kana v'Ravasi le Rav le lamtenu v'Abenu. We learned from you that it's Rav Chalola. Obviously, they're the Vamri law, right? That's what they heard from Rav. So Rav wanted to be machmir and passel this gargaris, but his talmidim for some reason or other stopped him. And the mele, so the shadre lekami the Rabba Bar Bachona, they sent it to Rabba Bar Bachona, and he was baidikid Rav Chalola va'achshira. He was machshirit. And not only with that, he bought v'zoven minei betleiser astiri pshita bisra. He bought part of that animal, the meat of that animal, he bought it for this amount of money after he was matarit. Freg di gemora hecha avin hochi. How could he do this? In other words, because everybody understood that Rav really wanted to aser. But for some reason or other, they stopped him. He didn't bepoil carry it out, but he certainly expressed his position that he would be baidik b'rayv uvya. So hechi ovid hachi, how can you do this? Vatanya chochem shetim ein chavir rashoy letayr. Now chochem that was metame something, the chavir can't be metayrit. Osir ein chavir rashoy lahatir. And for the Gemara, shiny hocha de ravlo osar mesar, because he really didn't come out with it. So Frank the Gemara, but still, he wanted to. So Kivan, then the Gemara goes on to bring a ganze drusha from Psukim in I think it's in Yecheskel there's an Indian that if there was even a shiloh on something, that you should keep away from it. You should keep away from it. The Gemara goes through a whole business. Zog the Gemara, Hani Mili Milsa de Talia Besvara. In other words, where would you have to deal with this? Is a Milsa de Talia Besvara. That's haste. If there was a machlekes between two shitas. Like this shaila, and it's all shikul hadas is a svara. There's svara lekan and svara lekan to say is it rif uvi or the rif chalola. So he said, would it be that alone that Rabbi Barbar Chana was saimuchon? Then enochinami he should have been machmer like Yecheskel. However, over here, number one, of course, like the Gemara said, Rav didn't lemaisa aser. But without that, it says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Baruch Hanan Agamrei Samach. He had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, that's the way it is. And then the Gemara goes on to other issues. So there's a parsha over here. Now, would it have been that Rav would have beferish Aser? The Gemara is telling us that Rabbi Baruch Hanan couldn't have been Matir. And clearly the Gemara is talking about a dover, as we'll see from Rishonim, a dover that's totally be'ikar and shikul hadas, because that's what this kind of a shaila is. And we'll see another gemaras, we'll see the same thing. There's the other gemara that's important for us to know is a gemara in Nida. The gemara in Nida brings aza maisa. Yalta came before Rabbi Barbar Chana and brought a mara. And that's another one of these things. Marais by Nida is a lot to do with shikul hadas, to look at their certain colors that you can ask different people, you know, different paiskim. Some will be matir that color, some will aser that color. That's really also one of these shikul hadas stories. Anyway, this Gemara is slightly different. The Gemara says over here, it's in Daf Chof Amud Beis. So the Gemara says that Yalta Aisa Doma Kame the Rabbi Barbar Chana the Tamilah, and he was Metameh the Hodar Aisa, then she bought it the Kame the Rabbi Yitzchok Bered Rabbi Yehuda the Dochilah, and he was Machshirat Frag the Gemara Hecha Vilhochi Vatanya Chochem Shetim Ein Chaver Azrael Letayer Osir Ein Chaver Azrael Lehatir. So the Gemara, at first, the Gemara says like this: May ikara temuya have mitamilo, because he heard, as the Rishonim speak out, because he heard that Rabbi Barbar Chana that mitamig given. The reason for this is, as we'll see soon, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara's lashon in Avodah Zarah on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph is a little different than here. The lashon of the Gemara over there is Tana Rabbanan. No, one second. Tana Rabbanan. Hanisha lechacham v'time, lo yisha lechacham v'yatayer, lechacham v'aser, lo yisha lechacham v'yatir. The Gemara there seems to say that there's the iser that we're talking about is not on the paisik, whether the paisik can paskin differently than the iser. The shaila is, can you go and ask the question even? You went and asked, you got a psak, how you can't go ask somebody else. Zot taisvis, and the Rosh says it, and a lot of Rishonim speak this out, that this Gemara is clearly talking, in fact, Taisvis says it very strongly. V'im taimar v'chilo yisha l'chol chachomim v'yedainu zeim zeh, ulay yoshivu midvorov. What kind of business is this? You can't go and ask somebody else. V'yesh loimar, the eino usher elo l'shoyel, im lo yodia lo kvar sha'alti l'ploni v'osarli. The only iser is to go shopping for a heter. But if you go to the second person and you tell him, I asked the shayla by him and he asert, that you have a right to do, because maybe the second person will find a dvar mishnah, a raya brura, to change the psak, and that you have a right to do. That's what Taisus says. And the Rishonim speak this out, and this is gebracht halacha l'maisa as well in Shulchan Aruch. So that's why over here, obviously, Yalta told, as we'll see weiter in the Gemara how right that is, that Yalta told the Rav Yitzchak, great Rav Yehuda, that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana already had ge'asert. So the Gemara says, Meikora, he agreed with what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana told him. Over Kimid the Amra Le, she told him, you know, Kol Yoima Haven Madchili Ki Hai Gavna. This is not the first time I showed him this kind of mara. I've showed him this kind of mara on numerous occasions, and he was matirit. And this time, I don't think he saw it right. So then the Gemara asks, Umimehemni? Who says she's believed to say this? In fact, I saw someone else ask the question. If he had paskened for her so many times that this mara is mutter, so why did she go to ask the shayla? You've had experience with this mara, so go with it then at store. Why did she go to ask? So they say, I'll call it a rab. She went to ask because he. But anyway, the Gemara's kashi here is, who says she's not? And for the Gemara, in, yes. But Tanya Nemenesi Shalomar Mara Isi Vavaditiv. All right. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara comes out later at the end. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara comes out at the end that the Rav Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Agamrei Somch. He was Somch on a Kabbalah. That's how the Gemara comes out at the end. That's how he could change the psak of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Taisus brings a Rashi that we don't have, but a lot of Rishonim bring this Rashi. We don't have such a Rashi, but that's a shita that Taisus goes with. The Shaila over here in the Gemara, when it says Agamrei Somech, what happened? Is the Torah still going? Is the Gemara still going with the original assumption that he changed his mind because she told him that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana had paskened this to be a Torah de Gemara many times, together with his Kabbalah, that's what the reason why he could be Matayer? Or no? Rashi, that the Rishonim brings, says the Gemara is Chayzer from the original assumption. He never Lechatchila was Matayer. He was a Mitame. He was always Matayer because Agamrei Somech, and which means that when you have a Tos B'Shikul Adas, or we have a difference of opinion in Shikul Adas, if one of them, if the second one, happens to have a Kabbalah from his Rebbe that this is good, he's allowed to change the Psak. That's a Machlekes Rishonim of whether was he allowed to be Soymach on her testimony that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was always Machshir this because he had a Kabbalah? And Memela, it's only because you have a way to neutralize the original Psak in order to Paskin differently, or just based on a Kabbalah, you are allowed to change the Psak. That's a Machlekes that the Rishonim bring here in Nida. In our case, where Rav actually never said it mefurish, he never said mefurish the iser, it's a lot easier than Agamrei Somech, because Lamaisa there wasn't a chacham she'asar ein chavera rashoya lahater, because bepoil he never asered. So now the shaila that we have to deal with is what's faradin edus? What's this halacha of chacham she'asar ein chavera rashoya lahater? What is the reason for that? Rashi in Nida and the Ran in Avodah Zorah, they learn that this halacha is a din that this halacha is a din im kavod harav. That if somebody asserts something, it's not lefi chvaydoi that someone else should come and be mater. And someone else should come to be mater. The question is, well, what about if the second one is gadol b'chochmah the minyan? The pashtus that they would that in that case probably the second one could change it. That's one shita. That is the din and kovet of the first pesik.
How can you say by me that it's a din and kovet?
Why not? If it's he paskin, if
so, should be also the Bible.
So
can paskin? You only do it because
because
not he. The issue here, you're doing it because of rabbi.
What?
There's no actual issue here. You're only doing it because of rabbi.
What do you mean? There's actually. There's,
she's not talking.
No. If I care, the psak remains because of the kovet of the first one. Others want to say that if you learn it's a vart of kovet, if b'di'evad the other one went and mater, then it's takamuter by itself. There are rishonim who say that if it's the din is like this svara of kovet, but. There's a big machlokes whether this is the reason. The Ran brings a Ravid, and the Rashba goes with this Ravid, and the Ritva goes with this Ravid, and the Ramban goes with this Ravid. There's a lot of Rishonim who go with this. Even the Rosh, there may be some slight differences, but listen to what this says. Kosov HaRavid, Bepirish Mesechta Avirazor Shelo, which I don't know where it is. I never saw it. I couldn't find it anywhere. The loy mishum kveida shel risha nagubo, ela mishum the kiven the osra rishain. If the rishain aser something, shaviyeh chaticha de isura, v'shuv ein lo heter, and there's no way to be materit. The afilu hatira sheni, even if the sheni is materit, ein a muteris. Vahainu the Sanya, and that's the mucker for this is the Gemara, our Gemara in Chulin. Chacham Shetime Chaver Shor Latayer, Otsvein Chaver Shor Lahatir, Chloimer Eino Shor Lahatir, Afilu Hitir Eino Mutter, Afilu Hoyo Godol Mimeno Bechachmo Veminyan. Even if the second person is Godol Mimeno from the first one, Bechachmo Veminyan. Because me the Kamar. Because the Gemara says there in another case, when a case came to two people together. In other words, the case in the Gemara is by us that they went to Rav first and then went to Rabba Bar Bar Chana second, right? Not at the same time, but if a Shaila comes in the Beis Medrash and some in the Beis Medrash Aser and some are Matir, Echad Oyser, Echad Matir, Im hoya echad neam gadol b'chokhmah v'minyan holach acharo. Michlal, dehecha deho lo hoyu shnayim b'vasachas, elo sha'echad osar b'fnei atzmai, ein chaveiro rashoi lahatir. He's not allowed to be matir, afilu gadol b'chokhmah v'minyan. Even gadol b'chokhmah v'minyan. V'hani mili, and when is this saying? B'dover she'en bo machloikes elo mishikol adas. Abel im tov bedvar mishnah chayzer u'metayer u'matir. Then avade you can change it. And they bring a gemara in Bechiris, which is brought in Sanhedrin as well. There was a maisa by the parah of Beis Menachem. Shenit lo em shaloh, that I guess her reproductive organs were taken out. But hechila raftarfen leklovim. Raftarfen was machir leklovim because he said it was a trefa. The Amrin and Hosam, the Ilo Hoyal Isalapora, Have Hadra, given the Shetabit Var Mishnah, because that case is talking of a case of Tabit Var Mishnah. Abel Bishikal Adas Vadai Lo, Mipnesh Nasis Kitikhaticha, the Isura. And then he says, but that's only in Isser v'heter and Tumah v'tayra, but in Dinei Mominus it's different. And that the difference in Dinei Mominus, there the Ravid is saying, Abel v'chiv v'schus Chaveroi Hamumcha Mimenu Choyzer Mezake. Dini Mominus is different. Because Pashtus, there's a vart here. So now the Shaila is, what does this mean? What does this mean that a Pesach who asks something makes it a Chaticha di Isura? So let me just share with you a Shilting Gebirim, which is even more interesting. He also brings the Ravid. But he says like this. He says that he brings down that Chochem Shetime Sha'asar Dover Im Chaver Rashur Lahatir Im Hadover Tali Besvar Veshikol Adas Avalam Rishon Tov Bidvar Bidvar Hamizbar Besoich Mishneh O Shasheni Yeshlo Kabbalah Amitis Bahi Horoa Da Agmere Da Agamre Samich Yochelu Letayer Lahatir Mashasar Rishon. Now as he's going with that pshat, that when the Gemara in Nida was chayzer from what it said before and had nothing to do with believing her, what Rabbi Bar Bachana did, he has a right to be mater because he has what's called a Kabbalah Amitis, that the second one can be mater. Then he says like this. Avolarishin. Also, Dover by here, Rod Agmari, Samech, who Yochel Tire Lahatir, Mashas Arishan. Ukeshachochem Harishan, Osar Mikayak Svora. If he answered Mikayak Svora, Viesh Biyad Shani Svora Lahatir, Umaskim Rishan Lidivre Shani. Listen to this. The Dover Atoli Bisvora. He paskind al pi svara to aser, and the second one has a svara to be mater. And he comes and he talks to the first one, and he tells him his yisoid. Umaskim rishon ledivrei sheni, ika plukta imotza lahatira olo. The machleik is whether you can be matered or not. Because if it's out covered, then avada there's no priests are covered. If the first one was maskim to the new svara, then avada you can change it. The harayved v'harashba hiskimu. The afal pi sheharishoin meidel isvarosha shalsheni mikivin the shavi chaticha di sura ein chavera rashoy lahater v'imhiter ein umuter. So the mashmos, and in the Miri, it's very clearly mashma, that even if this first one is maskim to the, he can't change it either. Because once it's shavi chaticha di isura, you can do nothing about this particular chafetz. They all speak out, but avada, if the same shaila comes in another animal, avada you can paskin differently. You don't have to go with this upper, this din, that the Chacham Asard, this Shavi Chaticha di Isura, makes it that even he can't be Chayzer from his Psak.
Does it matter who asks? If it's my behemoth and somebody else does that matter?
Pashtus, we will see. That's dependent now. The problem is, what is this Yesaid that Shavi Chaticha di Isura? Vos idos. So it's mashma, on this, there is a mevucha gedoyla in achroinim. It would take me a few hours just to go through all the different ways this is looked at. Lemoshel, there are some who want to say that this whole zach, now what's the pshat? Are you going to say that because the chochem had gepaskind, so this behemoth becomes a trefa by the psukas hagargeris? That's the case we're talking about, where he paskined its treif. So it's a trefa, and if somebody eats it, he has to. He was over on the yisur of trefa. Or others want to say that this whole din is only an yisur de rabbonim. That you got to listen to the pesach. You can't say for sure that it's a trefa because there's somebody else who holds that it's not a trefa. And maybe it's only al sofik iser. But there are others who hold name. It's a vade iser. It's a vada iser, and on this chayfetz remains a chefta shel iser, and you can't change it. Pashtus azay, yeah. That's how it seems to be. What?
Somebody has a mishnah faked, it takes it off.
No, mishnah.
No. Well, if it's tov b'dvar mishnah, no, tov b'dvar mishnah, it's a mistake. That goes back. That's everybody says. We're talking about the two shilas or svaras.
Yeah, I understand that. But if you're saying svar that once he says he makes it a chatikas iser.
That's, but not if it's a mistake. If Tav Dvar Mishnah, then it was a mistake.
I understand, what's the kayak? Why does one have such a kayak and then one doesn't have such a kayak?
You can't make an Isser with a mistake. A mistake is a mistake. If there's a Mishnah not that way, or if there's a Sugyas HaGemara not that way, Lamashal. There's one of the things that they call Tav B'Shikol Adas that they talk about, Dahainu. There's a Machloikis in Tanoim or Amoroim on something. And you took one side, right? And there's a stomach, the Gemara, like the other side. That's called, like, that's kimat like Tav B'Dvar Mishnah. That's how the Ramah brings it. That's all, that has a din like Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, and it's mavzer the Isser. Even if you hold like the Raivad. Even like the Raivad. But it's only where there are two Svaras. I'll give you an example. If you want to understand what this, and clearly, this Shiloh of what's called a Raiv or not, or what Amara is, are things that are totally Shikol Adas, but I'll give you an example that really points this out. It's just an example of what Shikol Adas is all about. L'moshel, we have a Machlekes and Chanukah, whether Maisev V'Hilich or Peches V'Hilich, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says that Beis Shammai holds it's Peches V'Hilich because it's just like Poriah Chag, that they're bought in descending orders, so should their Chanukah be that way. And Beis Hillel says Malam B'Kodesh Vein Maridin. The Gemara says that and stops. The Gemara doesn't say, why didn't Beis Shammai hold like Beis Hillel, why Beis Hillel doesn't hold like Beis Shammai? Why not? The Teretz is Azoy. Because it says in the Gemara Lashona they were Kaveya Halal Vaidah, they made Chanukah into a Yontif. And they made the Neiris. The Shaila between them is, what did they wait a year for? They wanted to see two things had to happen. There had to be a Miut of the Chochmas Yevonis and a Ribuy of Kedushas Yisrael. The Machlekes between them is, which thing do you want to emphasize in the Neiris? Do you want to emphasize in the Neiris the Ribuy of Kedushas Yisrael, or you want to emphasize in the Neiris the Miut of Chochmas Yevonis? Both of them are equally valid svaras. You're not going to be able to bring a raya anywhere from anything to make one over the other. It's a Shikol Adas of what is it that we want to. What was the takana of the Hadlokas Neiris, and what do we want to emphasize in it? So that's the vort of Shikol Adas. The Hainu, there are svaras lakan o lakan. There's no klora raya of any sort, either a Kabbalah from somebody or a Mefurash Mishnah or a Diuk, whatever you want. You're not going to find any kind of a side proof. This is just a question. Two Tanoim, Shammai V'Hillel, their Shikol Adas brought them to two different conclusions. But they're both valid. That's the whole vort. So that's why the Gemara is saying over here, the Ravid and the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ritva and the Miri, they're all, and the Miri brings it, he doesn't hold like this, but they're all going with this Mahalach that when it's a Shikol Adas issue, so the Pesik has a right to Paskin, and if he Paskins, he creates a Chaticha di Yisura. Now, so the Shaila is, what is this Hagdara of the Chaticha di Yisura? The Pashtas, I mean, you know, the Rabbanan, I can hear a little bit in the Shilta Gebarim makes it a lot more difficult to hear some of the other things. L'mashal, there's a Chacham Tzvi and a Tumim in Simen Chof Hei, and a Chacham Tzvi and a Tshuva. They want to learn that the Pshat in this that this shavi chatiche disura is a bechin of shavi anafshe chatiche disura. Dahainu, the person who went and asked the shaila, he agreed to be samech on the psak of the paisik, and because he agreed to be samech on the psak of the paisik, so he is shavi anafshe chatiche disura on this particular thing. The pashtus from the Gemara, I don't see it, and I'll tell you why. Because if the dover was a shavi anafshe chatiche diyisura, right? So you'd have less of a problem of why the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who was then mater this trefa, why he went and bought the meat. Because it's for you, you can't eat it, but I can. Well, what's the problem? If it's shavi anafshe chatiche diyisura, what's it got to do with me? So I bought the meat from you. Who cares? I mean, trefa you can sell. You know, it's not. There's no yisur hanor. So I find that very hard to hear.
But if it's me, if it's an issue to me, then I can't give it to somebody else.
Why can't I? What shavi anafshe chatiche disura? So there's two. First of all, there's a whole shaila. How does that work? So some learn shavi anafshe chatiche disura is an amonis dikedin, and others learn it's a neder dika halacha.
So say it's a neder, but the anonymous had nothing to do with it either. Right. Here's a neder. So I made a neder, and I have to treat this in this, so I can't give it to somebody.
Why not? Why not? That's only the neder for you. It's not authoring anybody else. It's not author banor. A, it's not, even like your neder, it's not author banor. And B, what you make a neder on yourself, you're not being machshel anybody.
My neder is to treat this as if it's author, not to eat it.
Meaning that I won't eat it.
No, but I can't give it to somebody else.
Why not?
Because I just need that about it.
Why not? He has a paisik who says he can eat it.
The guy be me. The net is
asking about the neighbor.
Exactly.
He's asking about the neighbor.
But it's not the neighbor.
As if it's a chetek.
No, no.
Are you telling him straight?
What?
Are you telling him you stop your straight?
The one who passed in the water bought it. The Gemara says Rabbi Bar Bar Chana paid for money for that meat.
There's no favor.
He had a psak that it was heter. What's the problem? I mean, that's why I know. I find that shot. I find it. I just don't know how to fit that into the Sugyas HaGemara well enough. It seems to me that there is some kind of a getter here, that the iser that's being created that affects everybody on this chafetz, but not enough. The same shaila, they all speak out that if the shaila comes up again on another thing, you have a right to go. Even according to the Ravid, to the Shulchan Aruch, that he says that the Ravid holds that the person himself can't be mater. That's this piece. But in another shaila comes up again, he can be mater. That's not a problem. It's not a problem. It doesn't create this mitzias as being an iser in every other case. It's only over here, where especially where it's only this hagdora of shikol hadas.
It's about of shavi anafshe, then why can't somebody argue on another man over?
What?
It's about of shavi anafshe, then why can't somebody argue? No?
So, but the vart of, so because. So that depends. That's what I want to get to. I think the ones who are going with Shavi Anafshe are bringing into this inyan that Avada. See, what they're bothered by is Einon Amoser Dover Shein or Shaloi. How do you answer something that doesn't belong to you? But the answer is that the Etzem. What I think they understand is that's a din in a paisik, that a paisik has this yechilus when he paskins something, in other words, especially when it's in these kind of cases, when he paskins something, he can create a cheftz shalisser. That is a yesoid in hayra that they seem to be learning from this Gemara. That there's such a thing that you can create an iser, even if you learn that it's an iser the rabbanan, it's also part of this thing that they're saying. Okay, that's how that the rabbanan gave you the koyach to create such an iser, So it's an Isser Drabbanan, maybe it's, well, you have to know what that Isser would be. But it's very much mashma from the Lashon of the Rishonim that they hold it has an etzem din of Isser, and it's usher to everybody. It's usher mamish to everybody. And the mashmos of the Gemara here is that would it not have, in the Gemara in Chulin especially, would it not have been for the fact, would Rav had beferish asered and created a chaticha di sura, Rabba Bar Bar Chana wouldn't have been able to be mater. But hayyos, in the Gemara in Chulin, it's clearly the Gemara is not being chayzer from before. Avada, the reason why he needed to have a Kabbalah to argue on him, but to argue on what Rav may have thought, but the reason why he could buy it is because Rav never asered. But had he asered, Hitaka wouldn't have been able to buy it either, because the thing becomes a Heftze Shaliser. Comes another Shaila, comes out of this. And the Rishonim speak it out too, and that's a big mavucha also, another great big mavucha, which their tshuvas galore and all kinds of svarim talk about it. How about if the first one was mater? Can someone come along and aser? So the Shilti Gebarim says he wants to say it's totally in the Shaila too. Because if the Vort is Alts Kovet of the Rishon, you can't aser what somebody else was mater. But if it's out this din of being Shavi Chaticha di Isura, that's only from Isser to Heter, but not the other way. However, there's a Rabbi Kiveger somewhere, I couldn't find it, I saw it brought down, but Rabbi Kiveger seems to say that the Ravid, although he holds that Avada, there's a din in Chochem She'osar in Chaver Rashoy Lahater, that there's a vort of Shavi Chaticha di Isura, but he's also maskim to the din, to this halacha of kovet, of kovet. And Mamele, he holds that even from heter to iser, you can't aser. Others are very, very, very clear that avada, the second one, can aser. Why? Because you're trying to save somebody from what you think is a dover aser. And you have a right to go and to aser. There's no such thing as a chepzah de hetera. That you're changing the chavit. You're because your Shikol Hadas told you that this is usher, and you have a right to tell people, don't eat it because I hold it's usher. So that's also a gevaldike mavucha in the halach in the sukkah.
What happens with the no chavit? What if a person calls and says, can I make an Erev in Brooklyn? And the person says no. Does that ask for everybody in no cases? And somebody else goes to a different person and he says, of course you can be an Erev.
I think it's only clearly limited to etzem chafetz, right?
What about Kabbal Rav?
So, but there you have, well, in that parsha, you have all kinds of different... different issues, because there. See, some of these things, that particular shaila, it goes into a lot of other, inyonim. There wasn't,
mean that shaila.
And those shaila.
What doesn't mean that shaila? He means such a musi.
No, he means a shaila where it's not totally in a chayla. He meant exactly that shaila. The very, very strange thing that the Aruch HaShulchan deals with, it bothered me too, and I finally found that he deals with it, is that that the Rambam doesn't bring this halacha, nor does the Tur, nor does the Shulchan Aruch. It's only in the Ramah. So the Ramah says, Chochem she'asar ein chaver rashoy lahatir, mishikol adas, aval im yesh loy kabbalah she'to'o. This has a kabbalah from previous, she'to'o b'dvar mishneh. Here he's equating this din of Kabbalah together with Torah B'dvar Mishneh Yochel Lahatir. Yeah, as they zok there, and even if it's a, and if there's And then it says, "Vafilim ta b'shikol adas, yochol lisa v'litin im hamoira ad sheyachzer bay." The Ran is saying that. The Ran is saying that on a hagdora of a svara, where the Ran says that, the Ran is going that avada the din is a din al tzkoved of the first one, and therefore he says if the second one has a svara that he holds is better than what the first one paskened, he can go back to him and he can convince him that he made a mistake and you're allowed to change it. However, the Pashtus was mashma before that the Ramah is going with the shita of the Ran of the Rashba and the, not the shita of Kovid, but it seems to be going with the shita of the Ravid. So the Shach goes to great lengths to make up a new Hagdora, which Batsim exists in the Gemara somewhere too. There are Gemaras like this. The Hainu, that the case I told you before, that there was a machlokes between Amoroyim or Tanoyim or Amoroyim b'shikol adas, but there happens to be a stum of the Gemara like one tzad. That's what's called Ta b'shikol adas. Because once there was some hachra in a stum of the Gemara, one of the two ways, then that achieves the level of being a tov, like tov b'dvar mishnah, that's considered a tos, that's machzer the first psak. But avada, just to go back and to talk, like we saw in the Shilta Gibayrim, says Mefurish, afilu he goes back and convinces him of that his svara is better, it still remains usher. Dosh Tetoch Mefurish in the Ravid, the way the Shilta Gibayrim brings the Ravid, the way he understands the Ravid, and it seems that's also the way that the Miri understands the Ravid, and the Rashba seems to say it that way too. So the Shach is chaylik over here on this nekuda in the Ramah and tries to make it that it's different than it reads. And then he goes on and says, "Vafilu hiter harishayim ukvar cholo hara osay ein lesheni lesser mikayach shikol adas." See, but they're going also. "Afilu hiter harishayim ukvar cholo hara osay ein lesheni lesser mikayach shikol adas." I believe that's what the Rabbi Kiveger is going on. To explain that particular line because the beginning of the Ramah is very much mashma that he's going with the shita of the Ravid, but he's saying over here that lesser mikayach shikol adas you can't do that, because even if you don't have to deal with the chefza di isura, Aber avada, there's a the din kovin is also a correct dover, and the mela when it goes from heter to iser, that's why the Ramah is paskening this.
Who?
Svara without rias. I gave you a prime example.
There could be a gemara that's a gray area. It could be a raya. Could be a raya. That's their discussion.
No, they're saying svaras. The shaila, the two shailas we had, amara of nida. Okay. Also, what does raiv mean in the gargaris? That's shikol adas. In other words, you don't have a raya anywhere, one way or the other. It's only a svara. It's a machlekes of svaras. I understand, but what they're arguing about is a davar hatolui b'svara that's totally in the shikol adas of the one who's paskening. That's what this is. I just want to end with what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He's puzzled. He says it's a pella that the Rambam and the Tur and the Beis Yosef don't bring this halacha kol iker. So he says, because Lamaisa, today, it's not Nogeya.
Which halacha are you talking about?
any of this. None of this is in the Shulchan Aruch. Chacham she'asar ein chaver yochol lahatir is not in the Rambam. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's not in the Torah. It's only in the Rambam. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that lemaisa, it's an academic question, because bizmanenu, nobody paskins a shaila without bringing some kind of a mocker for it. And memele, this kind of a shaila, that there's going to be a machlekes that purely shikol adas, doesn't exist anymore. And memele, what? Well, Maris, maybe so. But there also, the truth of the matter is that there's also the people today, the paiskim, that's very much totally in who the Pesach learned from, who we learned Maris from. Because they're the, what?
That's a Kabbalah.
Right. That's all Kabbalah things today. They all have, I mean, there are differences. Everybody knows, you know, there are certain Pesachim who are very much machmirim and all these questionable maras, and there are those who are gevaldik mekel, and they each have kabbalas from their rebbeim for what they're doing. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that lemaisa this whole shaila bismanenu is very, very academic, because generally speaking, piskei halacha today have to come from Makairis. You have to shteltzu, you have to find some place to shteltzu, not just the shikol hadas. Just it has to do very much with Makairis. And Mimela, so there are all kinds of different rules. There are rules like things that have to do with Makairis, have to do with Godel B'chochma V'minyan. It has to, there come of a come other halachas and hilchot and siman reish mem beis that govern those kind of things that the Shulchan Aruch does paskin. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says in reish mem beis at the end. If he goes through, of course, the beer of the Rishonim, the way he wants to learn them up, but he comes out at the end. That's why the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, and the Rambam don't deal with it. I just want to share with you one machshava. In Heintige Parsha, I think there's a message here that's something that nogeya us in our lives. It says, "V'chocha toichlu oso mosnechem chagurim na'alechem v'raglechem v'makelchem v'yadchem v'achaltem osoy b'chipozot." They have to eat Pesach Mitzrayim. They have to eat b'chipozot very, very quickly. The kasha to me is, what's the hurry? What's this chipozin all about? It says in the Torah, "V'atem lo seitzu ish mi Pesach beisay ad abayker." They're not even allowed to go out of the house till the next morning. So vos edad the chipozin. What is this all about? The chipozin. In the Mechilta, there are 3 days, whether it's Chippozen the Yisrael, Chippozen the Mitzrayim, Chippozen the Shechina, that's droshes. But I'm talking in Pshuta Shel Mikra. And something else. The Torah says, Ki b'chipa, in Parshas Re'eh, Ki b'chipazon yotzoso meretz Mitzrayim, leman tisker as yom tzeischa meretz Mitzrayim kol yomei chayecha. That the ganze, that the whole Yetziah was b'chipazon. And Chazal say, it says, Vayhi be'etzem ayom hazeh, that the etzem yitzia happened on Tesvov at Chatzos. That's the be'etzem ayom hazeh, that they actually left at Chatzos. The Rabbanu Shlom didn't tell them on Yodalad, you're leaving tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Voltes de Gizokdos, obviously they would have time to prepare food. They had no idea when the etzem yitzia is going to happen. The Rabbanu Shlom didn't tell them. You know why? We see that 4/5 of Klal Yisrael, at least, that's the least number of Achamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, yet 4/5 died in the Choshech because they weren't ready to leave. Inertia is a Meiridike Koyach in people. It affects each and every one of us. And particularly when the decision has to be made, that is a very, very big change in the person's life. There's a serious question. The Torah is telling us that Yetzias Mitzrayim could only happen b'chipozim. It had to be instantaneous and quickly, because if you have too much time to think, you don't act. That's a Mitzias HaDvorim. And each and every one of us have such situations in our lives where questions come up, even though you've thought them through already. But there comes a point in time where the decision has to be made b'chipozim, because if it's not made b'chipozim, it doesn't happen. And that's the pshat why Achilas Pesach had to also be b'chipozim, because the whole schus of Klal Yisrael, you know, it's an interesting thing. By Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim came to Taina Halolo Evde Avodazor, Halolo Evde Avodazor. Why didn't they Taina that by Makas Bechoris? Why is that not a Taina by Makas Bechoris? If you're saying that, then why are the Mitzrayim getting drowned in the Yamsuf and the Yidden are going through? You have such a Taina, so why wasn't that true by Makas Bechoris? The Teretz is because by Makas Bechoris, they had the mitzvah halayla. The mitzvah halayla of taking the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim le'enehem. And the Rosh says, v'chocha teichlu, and the Rosh says, al teichlu memenu no'a vashol mevushol v'amayim kiim sli'esh, are all three things telling them, you have to prepare this carbon b'farhesya. Don't hide it in a pot that you're cooking it. Don't eat it raw that they won't see what you're doing. Do it in an open fire in front of everybody. You have to do it bifneim, because that's part of the bitl of the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim that made the zechiyah for Klal Yisrael to go out. So on Leil Pesach, they had the schus of the mitzvah that the malachim couldn't taina this. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayomer Mitzrayim anusim mipnei Yisrael ki Hashem nilchum lohem b'mitzrayim das tochechat shum. Once they say that, there the malachim have this taina of halolo avodah zorah, halolo avodah zorah. And the proof that that's right is because the Rabbanu Shel, in the Medrash, it says the Rabbanu Shel answered them, yeah, Klal Yisrael did tshuva meratzen. The Mitzrayim only said, "Anusim ibnei Yisrael ki Hashem nilchalam b'Mitzrayim," under the gun. That's not the same. That's how the Rabbanu Shalom answered the Malachim. Their taina wasn't that's a shvacha taina. But the ikar vort is that the baldus chus of Yitziyah came from the Achilas carbon. That maisa had to be b'chipozoin, because that's the yisoid of what the geula is going to come about, and the yitziyah had to be b'chipozoin, because rachmono litzlan, if they would have been told too much in advance about the going, it's not so pashut they all would have left, because that is the nature of human beings, that inertia is a powerful, powerful force. And when you have to make changes, those decisions have to come b'chipozim. A gut avach.